Manuscript Releases, Volume 18, Numbers 1301 to 1359. M.R. Number 1351. Counsel not to return to husband, but to work in a sanitarium. Written April 6, 1907, to Mrs. Walter Harper. I have received your letter, and in reply to it, I would say, I cannot advise you to return to Walter Harper unless you see decided changes in him. The Lord is not pleased with the ideas he has had in the past of what is due to a wife. At one time, I spoke very plainly to Walter in regard to his responsibilities to his wife. It is very clear to me that it would be a mistake for you to be united again while your love for him is quenched. He cannot make you happy unless his views are changed. You have a duty to perform to your mother. You should not place yourself in a position where you would be miserable and unhappy. And if Brother Harper holds to his former views, the future would be no better for you than the past has been. He does not know how to treat a wife. I feel very sad about this matter. I feel indeed sorry for Walter, but I cannot advise you to go to him against your judgment. I speak to you as candidly as I spoke to him. It would be perilous for you to again place yourself under his dictation. I had hoped that he would change. Brother Harper can place his father in one of our sanitariums where he will have good care. Your experience of the past is not to be repeated. When you are released from the care of your mother, you can act a part in one of our sanitariums. The Lord understands all about your experiences, Sister Harper. Be of good courage in the Lord. He will not leave you nor forsake you. My heart goes out in tenderest sympathy for you. Hang your helpless soul on Christ. You know that not one word passed between you and me in regard to your going to Battle Creek. Neither have you spoken to me concerning your life with Brother Harper in the past. Not a word of complaint have you made to me. The course you took in going to Battle Creek, you took on your own responsibility, because you deemed it just and right. And this I do not condemn. Now, my dear sister, you have obtained a knowledge of how to treat the sick, and your help is needed in our sanitarium work. When you write, please tell me in regard to your mother's health. What are you doing? We need faithful workers in our sanitariums that can give treatment. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., January 22, 1988. Entire letter.